The squirrel maid saw her friend's eyes beginning to mist over. She hugged him close, rocking to and fro, murmuring,
"We'll get them, mate, together, when you're better. But first we've got to get you to the abbey. Malbum and the abbot will know what to do. You'll be all right, my shog."
Slowly, the otter raised his paws until they held either side of the squirrel maid's face. His voice sounded tired.
"Too late for that, me old matey. Promise me, Triss. Promise me you'll go back to Riftguard and free the slaves. That's what we were always going to do, wasn't it?"
Her tears spilled onto his paws as she looked into his eyes.
"Aye, right from that day we stole the boat and escaped. That's what we vowed, and that's what I'll do. You know that."
Shog smiled.
"That was a day to remember, eh, Triss? The first slaves ever to escape from Riftguard."
The otter's eyes looked away from Triss, over her shoulder.
"Welfo, little maid, what are you doing here? Did you come all the way from Peace Island to see me? 'Tis kind of you, mate."
Shog's eyes closed, and his head lolled loosely to one side. Sagax gently prized the otter's paws from Triss's cheeks. Triss stared in disbelief at the badger.
"Shog, you're not..."
The young badger picked Shog carefully up. He held him like a babe, blinking back huge tears.
"I'll let him rest in the shade of that oak. When the others get back, we'll take him to Redwall. Triss, I'm sorry."
The squirrel maid just sat there and wept. Sagax came back from his task and placed a paw about her shoulders.
"His heart has gone out across the seas to visit your friend on that beautiful isle you told us of."
Triss wiped her eyes with the back of her paw.
"I've known Shog ever since I can recall. We were slaves together. First I lost my father, then Drufo, and now Shog, the best friend I ever had, is gone. Stay away from me, Sagax. I'm bad luck to know."
The powerful badger heaved her upright and brought his face close to her.
"I'm not leaving you anywhere, Triscar. When you return to Riftguard and free the slaves, I'll be at your side. You can take my word as a warrior on that."
Mochug and Logalog returned first. With them, they had an unhappy grubbage. The hamster and the Gowsum chieftain were desolated by the news of Shog's death. But Logalog was not a beast to sit around grieving for long. He took charge immediately.
"Mochug, tie our prisoner to a tree. Then stand by poor young Shog till our friends get back. Together you can take our mate home to the abbey. Come on, Triss, me darling. And you too, Sagax. We got business to finish with that white polecat and her cronies. Weeping won't get the job done.